The following segment is from Monday, Football Monday, on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
The 4-2 Las Vegas Raiders get a much-needed win on Sunday afternoon against the fraudulent Denver Broncos, Pete Sweeney. 34-24, the final score. Speaking of fours, 34-24. Number four, Derek Carr, really impressive for the Raiders, if we're being totally honest with ourselves. I think maybe certainly the guiding force of their roster, at least in this particular game. 18 of 27, 341 yards, two touchdowns, a rating of 134.4. On the other side of that, Teddy Bridgewater, unimpressed, threw the ball 49 times. Not the formula for success if Teddy Bridgewater is your quarterback. 35 completions, did have 334 yards, three touchdowns, but three interceptions. This was the Raiders' first game, Pete, as everyone well knows, since John Gruden resigned following the emails that detailed his racism and misogyny and homophobia. The story about John Gruden has been told certainly all throughout sports media over the last week now, given that it happened during Monday Night Football last week. And the Raiders were in a tough spot, but Rich Bisaccia, their interim coach, came in, steadied the ship. I think this is one of the most impressive wins in the history of the Las Vegas Raiders. I know the Broncos are not great, and we'll talk about that, but they deserve a lot of credit for this win.
I would love to go back in history in the NFL and look at initial games with interim head coach X, because it always seems like in that first game, the team just comes to play. Like, there's extra motivation built in. Doesn't matter that our organization was rocked. Doesn't matter that it's vastly different heading into the game. It's actually giving us some new juice in a sense. So they got the win, which I thought they might end up pulling off, because you always see this juice with the first game of the initial head coach. Now is it sustainable? And so we'll see that. It was wild game.
To that point, Pete, sorry, very quickly. Generally, yeah, when it is an interim head coach, the team is really bad, right? Because it's generally, you know, the coach has been fired because they're, you know, 1-10 or whatever the case may be. It's very rare that, you know, a coach is dismissed or leaves, or, you know, however you want to put it, you know, of a team that is at the time of his departure above 500. And that was the case here.
Sure. But they haven't been necessarily bad, or they weren't necessarily bad under Gruden. They were mediocre the entire time. I know this year.
My point is they're a better team than most teams generally are who find themselves in the position of having an interim head coach. That's my only point, but you're right.
They have a better record. As I've said, they played a couple overtime.
Raider hater. I mentioned that we would hear from Bill Williamson, who handles our Las Vegas Raiders coverage for Silver and Black Pride here at SB Nation. Bill, we got a clip from him to hear what he had to say. Pete, you've never heard this before. So, Bill, how did the Raiders get this done?
After his team's 34-24 victory at the Denver Broncos on Sunday, Las Vegas Raiders owner Bart Davis told the Las Vegas Review-Journal that this was the most complete win his team has had in years. And what a time for it. The Raiders are in the spotlight in the NFL for all the wrong reasons this week, after coach John Gruden was resigned after the report of several offensive emails over the years came out. And the Raiders really had to circle the wagons without their leader, the sudden departure. It was a funereal atmosphere around this team last week. Players talked emotionally. They said they were affected by it. Interim coach Rich Bisaccia, a close friend of Gruden's, led this team and got everybody together offensively, defensively, special teams, and they put it to the Denver Broncos after a two-game losing streak. And now suddenly, the Raiders are in really good shape. They're 4-2. They're tied with the Los Angeles Chargers for first place in the AFC West after six games. And the upcoming schedule is really manageable, with a home game against the Eagles, a bye week, a road game against the New York Giants, the 1-5 Giants, the 2-4 Eagles. So, you know, the Raiders should be 6-2 going into a big game against the Kansas City Chiefs in November.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts.